Hey everybody, welcome back to Two Peas and a Podcast with your hosts Nicola Abucator and
Alina Gatina.
Today we'll be talking about book Into the Wild and also the things they carried really. Throughout our AP Lang year, these books have been pretty interesting. But before we get into them, a little bit about me is I love to play soccer and I just love to play video games. But, you know, Alina here, I mean, I don't know what she does, but from my perspective, she really has a big mouth, so it's always smart. But, Alina, what do you got to say about yourself? Introduce yourself a little.
My name's Alina. This is my last week of high school, and I'm very excited. I think that Nicola and I have been... We've been hanging out for the last couple of years together, so I think I am very honored to go ahead and be co-hosting this podcast with them.
Cool. Well, a short summary of like what we've been doing like throughout this school year with AP Lang. We read about around 5 books, and for me and Alina, we already read The Things They Carried last year as juniors, and so that's why we've kind of chose this book to do, and on top of Into the Wild. But both these books, they have some similarities in the way, but not much. They're just kind of their own separate things. But I mean, throughout AP Lang, we kind of just, you know, worked on essays and just read some books and stuff.
Both of these, which one was your personal favorite?
My personal favorite? Ooh, this is a good one. I'm gonna have to think about it for a second. I think my favorite would be Into the Wild, because like I really was into that book. Like, I actually like looked forward to reading it, because I don't know, because I already read The Things They Carried, so I kind of knew what happened really, so I wasn't really into it the second time. But then the first time for reading Into the Wild, I was really into it, and it was just, I don't know, it was interesting that how McCandless thought he could just, you know, do his own thing without anyone's help, but then in the end it just bit him right in the butt. But you know,
yeah,
why do you think, which one's your personal favorite?
Although I did enjoy Into the Wild, I do believe that I personally like The Things They Carried more, just because that I grew up with parents that really were into the whole wars, and mm-hmm. My dad's a big history buff, so I was watching war movies since I was little. I will say one of the things I disliked about The Things They Carried was it wasn't a very straight storyline, mm-hmm. which Into the Wild was.
Right.
You could follow it beginning to end and understand what was happening, even though there was like the mini stories, while The Things They Carried was the time line wasn't always straight. It didn't go directly mm-hmm. to one point. It
right.
would jump back and forth, kind of like
and
flashbacks.
Like different stories, yeah. Because
yeah.
He went into different stories. Like there was sometimes, like he talked about the flashbacks.
Right.
Like some chapters talked about when he was in the war, and then
right.
there were some chapters where he talked about where he was outside of the war. And like there was one chapter where he talked about how he went around the lake over and over again.
Right, when he was driving around,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Just like thinking about the war and in the past. And then the chapter after that, it was a time where he told a story where he was at war. And so I see what you mean, where it was
sometimes really hard to follow with who was talking, what story are we following, because we did have we did have chapters and paragraphs which didn't go ahead and the first person they spoke to. So in the beginning we talked to the lieutenant who was really into that girl, and then the next chapter was completely not off of that. It was talking about the things that the soldiers physically carried.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just very uncomfortable to read at times, especially if you weren't too active in reading the book.
Right, okay, well, I got a question for you. Why do you think, like, either one of these texts, why do you think it's important for people to read?
Read in general?
Yeah, just read in general. Because both of these books really stuck out to the both of us. So what do you think? Why do you think people should read this? Why is it important for these two people to, you know, read these books?
I think that people should read these books if they want to go ahead and have a good side experience, kind of, in a way. Into the Wild was discussing about being in touch with nature,
mm-hmm.
while The Things They Carried is more about being in touch with yourself. I think reading into other people's lives and other people's experiences is a great way to learn. Come into the wild, I guess you can learn that sometimes potato roots don't look like potato roots and they'll kill you.
Right.
But I think the carry, I think, definitely taught more about the friendship and the connection that you make with yourself and other people.
I agree. I think this is what I think really personally. Into the Wild really kind of stuck with like you being like yourself on your own and not really needing anyone's help. He talked about all the struggles and people that he met and how he kind of faced through it while the things they carried. He was just talking about how, like, bringing up these war stories and how he had these different types of people impact him and how he described these different types of people with, like, one chick would just be crazy with, like, her emotions and stuff, or one guy would collect, what was it, ears or thumbs?
He didn't collect the thumbs. It was that... It was a kid off the other side that they had found, and he was dead, right? And he cut off his thumb.
But, like, didn't one of the soldiers have, like, a necklace or something?
The girlfriend,
okay.
She came back with that necklace.
Oh yeah. But it's just, like, it was nice
it
how...
It was just very disturbing.
It was, yeah. The one thing that I would say the things they carried and Into the Wild had in common was they both kind of, like, had that, like, feeling of, like, yeah, this is like, it makes you feel like...
You know, something's
like,
gonna happen.
Like, something's gonna happen, or, like, you're weirded out by something you read. Like, Into the Wild, he was talking about, like the traps that he would make to survive, or the things that he had to do to survive. And then same thing with the things they carried, like where he was describing all these graphic things about how he blew up the guy in the tunnel, or just like these just little graphic things. And I think that's how they could kind of, you know, interact and compare with each other. But at the same time, Into the Wild did kind of talk about himself, McCandles, and what he faced, and just his mindset, his ideas, and his beliefs, and what he went through. When the things they carried was like stories with a bunch of other people.
Well, also, this Into the Wild also did have those other stories, because it's not like the actual story that we were reading was documented. You had to go ahead, the author had to go ahead and discover himself exactly what happened and during what time frame was going on. And I think that was very interesting because you would meet people throughout it. He was meeting the same people that McCandles had met, and it was very interesting. Which one of these books did you find most difficult?
Difficult to read? I would definitely agree on you with the things they carried.
Really?
I think because, like you said earlier, when we were talking about how he jumped from one story to another, or like he talked about the past or talked about the future, that kind of confused me because I kind of didn't know who he was talking about or like at what time he was talking. And so I think that was the more difficult one. But and then on top of that, I think I could relate more into McCandles with Into the Wild because I'm a teenager, of course, and we're always, like, we're like, right now, we're just, like, we want to be independent. We can't wait to just, don't dip from our parents' house. And, you know, just we just have that mindset of being independent.
Of like, I'm an adult.
I want to do things on my own. And I think McCandles from Into the Wild kind of took it a little bit too far. And he was kind of a little bit cuckoo about it. And I guess that's where I could kind of relate with just, like, him wanting his little independence and just kind of doing his own thing. So that's why I kind of, like, liked Into the Wild more than Things They Carried, because I kind of related more to McCandles and Into the Wild. But at the same time, the Things They Carried, I felt like, was more interesting because of the stories he told and because of the way he described certain things and certain events. What about you?
I would have to agree with the whole Into the Wild part. Although the part I have to disagree with you about was, I don't think that he was cuckoo about it. I think he was very passionate about what he wanted to do. And I think that he would just happen to have been somebody who had a rough time trying to achieve a dream. He was so stuck on his ways, though, that even though he was given advice, he didn't always follow it the best. He was almost too independent for his own good. He definitely was told about what he should wear, what he should bring, and he made some dumb mistakes. Like, when he left all that rice behind, that was enough food for him, and it was just very difficult. Also, I think that he just got stuck in a hard time, and I don't think it had anything really to do with him. I think he had really great adventures on the way, but I felt a little sad to know that his dream wasn't fully completed, because as much as he kept on telling everybody about his Alaska adventure and how he's going to go ahead and going to live in Alaska and going to do all these things and people would help him out and he would be thankful and he would follow it, it was very interesting to go ahead and read it from the other perspective.
Yeah, because he did get he had people who wanted to really support him.
Right, and he just cut them off.
And he just cut them off, yeah. Like, there was even a guy who wanted to adopt him and, like, make him his own son, and literally, like, provide for him everything. And McCandless was just like, yeah, no. And, like, I kind of felt sad for the guy, because the guy didn't have a son. His son died, right?
And so,
like, he provided him with everything, and they both bonded. They had bonds and stuff.
Right.
And it's just, like, for him to really, you know, be passionate, quote-unquote passionate, with his journey, and like throw away good people and end up killing himself going into the wild because of something he was passionate about. I think that's where
feel like that's true passion. If you're willing to die for your passion, I feel like that's actually the truest passion.
See, this is where I disagree with you, because it's like, yeah, passion's one thing, but I think there's a certain extent when it gets to you are at a point where like you're gonna kill yourself over this passion. I think that's a little overboard.
I mean, it's not that he intended to kill himself.
Right, but it's like he also
just got too weak, and he was almost when he did go to try to look for help. It's not that he was like at one point he did realize he's like I need to get something. I need help.
Right, but that was after what? After it was already too late, and on top
was
of that,
a mile away.
And on top of that, didn't he like throw away all his stuff? That like there were so many things that could have helped him to keep going, but he was just so stubborn that he didn't. And it's like if he was passionate and he still wanted to live and was like thoughtful with his process, because he didn't really just think about it, he just went as it was, right? He had one goal, and he was just to get in the wild, get in the bush, and just be there and live. But he really couldn't if he didn't have the right supplies.
I think he was just stuck in the unfortunate event of when that landslide, that water, that, you know what I'm talking about, where he lost his car.
Right, and he had to dip.
So he had to go ahead and, like, lose everything there, because everything he did bring, he could have used.
Right, that was unfortunate.
So that probably, I think, was the Kickstarter of...
Keep going.
The Kickstarter of all the bad things. Because he was a really good kid.
He was.
And he was very intelligent. I don't think he would have, if he had the chance to redeem his car, would have left it.
Okay, well, here's a quote. This is, in a way, an argument against what you're trying to say. If he was passionate about something and wasn't really, like, going into the wild to any way, just like end his life, why did he quote saying, I don't want to know what time it is, I don't want to know what day it is, or where I am, none of that matters? Why would you think McCandless would say that?
Okay, I'll let you know, there's been times that I have gone someplace and I'm like, I am just living in the moment. To live in the moment, you don't care about all that, you're just there. I think that's what he's talking about. He was at his bliss. He was living in the moment of this is his dream. He was happy. He was ecstatic. He's like, thank you so much. I don't care what day it is.
Right.
That doesn't matter because I'm here.
Right. I agree with that. I could agree with that.
Thank you.
You're right. I can't. Yeah.
After that, I mean, if you, depending, I guess, what mindset you're reading it in.
Mm-hmm.
If he was, like, at the very last minutes of death, and he said, I don't want to know what day it is, I don't want to know what time it is, where I'm at. Like, that could be taken as a more depressing take through it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember exactly where that point in the book is. But in my personal opinion, I think that's him saying, I'm so grateful, I'm so blissful, I'm so happy, joyous, jubilous, like, this is me.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, what do you got to, like, what advice do you have for readers looking to read this book?
Definitely stay committed to it. It's not a book you could kind of drift through, read a couple pages and be like, yeah, I got the idea. It's definitely a book that you have to stay committed to. It's definitely a book that you need to
read.
Take the time. Take notes if it's for a class. Don't do the thing which I did quite often and be like, I'll remember it. And then first day of school, remember that I don't remember the book.
Right. I mean, really, overall, it was a good book. And I mean, my advice for it was just like how you said, Alina, really stay committed to it. Don't just like read a couple pages, like read like, if you were to read this book, read like a chapter every day and keep up with it. And there's also audiobooks on YouTube. Like, you, like when I read the book, I read it through the audiobook, and there was this one guy who really used like background noises to really get the theme and like background of the story and where McCandles was at. And I think that just kind of made me connect or like feel exactly what the author intended a reader to feel with the book and stuff. Did you read the audiobook or did you listen to the audiobook?
My opinion, I don't exactly care for audiobooks because I find them a little bit too easy for me to go ahead and ignore. I could be listening to it for like the first 15 minutes and then my brain just is like, okay, not too interested. Although I do know people who do enjoy listening to the audiobooks instead of reading it just because they can comprehend it better.
That's true.
I just personally don't care for it.
Alright, okay, well, let's move on to the things that carried now.
Alright.
What advice do you have for that, for the people who's reading that book?
Alright, for the things that carried, don't predict anything.
I agree with you on that.
Because he jumps around so much, it's always just best to just read it and live through it as it happens. Don't be like, oh, I think this guy's gonna die and I think this is going to happen. Don't try to predict it, because this book is just a really true, unpredictable book.
True.
And I definitely think it's one of those books that you've got to go through a couple stages of understanding. You have to definitely feel the happy moments, but you definitely also have to feel the sad, down moments when, like, members of the team die that you got really attached to, and you're like, this sucks, I really liked them, they had a great character. And then they're back again in the next chapter, and you have to go ahead and say, what?
Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that. What my advice that I would say with the things they carried is that, like, at the beginning, like, most books, not a lot of people like to read books.
Right.
And this is one of the books where it's like, at the beginning, it's kind of boring.
Oh, dragged.
Like, it's so bad at the beginning. But, like, once you start reading it more consistent, once you, like, get in those, like, few chapters in the first 2-3 of just him giving you background. Because at the beginning, it starts off really, really weird.
The first chapter, the lieutenant's talking about this girl, and he's talking about like, all the things he would do to her.
Right.
And it was a very uncomfortable first chapter for me because it was being read out loud. And it was just one of those chapters. Then the next one, they're talking about like what they're carrying, and it's just very.
Yeah, like I feel like aside from like the advice that we would give you guys, just in general, this book, the things they carried, in a way, it has mystery.
Yeah.
Because, like, throughout the chapters, the author would drop those little hints of saying the same things, like, stargazed, what was it? The
star-shot eye.
Yeah, like the stargazed-striped eye or something like that.
I'm pretty sure it was, like, the star-shot eye.
And, yeah, he was just, like, it wasn't, like, one chapter he'd say it. It wasn't another chapter. Like, he said it throughout the book, and it's just, like, it wasn't the only thing. There was many other things, and it just kind of got you thinking with things. Like, what did this author really mean with this one part, you know? But again, some advice is really push through it, because at the beginning it is boring, and just overall the book does get confusing when he goes back and forth with the past and present. But it really, you do, at the, by the end of it, you do get, like, a better of an understanding. You really, in a way, do get a true war story as an overall. Mm-hmm. Because every chapter has its, like, specific own small mini story that really includes everyone.
Right. I would also go ahead and say, along with it kind of being this mystery war story, it was also because he never actually says, he always, in the beginning, he writes, "This is fake. This is not a real story."
Mm-hmm.
I'm making it up.
Right.
But
you're right. I remember that part. Like, we didn't know if it was, like, some were true war stories, right. Some weren't, and he was just like,
he was just mixing it
like
up.
It was so, kind of manipulative. Like, so, we didn't know if it was or not.
Because in the things they carried, when they did talk about the kid that he shot with a star-shaped hole,
mm-hmm,
in the eye.
Okay, where, like, yeah, that's what it was.
The star-shaped hole in the eye, that's what it is. It was just like, that's kind of like a really, like, mental vivid,
mm-hmm,
like, vivid picture. You can't just kind of make that up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think one point he kind of steps out of his role of writing and takes it more personally when he discusses about how his daughter would ask all the time,
mm-hmm,
"Did you kill somebody?" And he would say no to his daughter, but then we'd read the story and kind of contradicts, did he as a person kill somebody, or did he say he didn't, even though he did, and tell the truth in this book, mm-hmm, as a way of relieving guilt?
Right. Okay, well, thank you all for tuning in into the podcast. It's been your host, Nicole Avocator, and
Lena Katina.
And we'll see you guys next time.